Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Lead eight. Cougs trying to get there today. Yesterday, three out of four upsets. Mm-hmm. UNC, you gone. Arizona, you gone. Iowa State, you gone. UConn.
No, they're still here.
Who's going to mess with them?
They are still here.
John Lopez presents the latest installment of the In the Loop Elite Eight.
Yes, sir. Easter time. We were just talking about getting up early, cooking and all that stuff. So the thing about Easter that there are some very traditional dinners that kind of cross over to everybody. But a lot of people put their unique stamp on it.
I think Easter's just a free-for-all. There's no expectation of what to eat. I mean, hell, you could go and end up having, like, fried chicken, barbecue, Thanksgiving-ish dinner. Easter dinner, you can go anyway. You can go Mexican food. You can
do
whatever.
And people do. But there are some traditional ones. So here's the Elite Eight of Easter dishes, okay? We'll start with the main course. Barbecue, as in chicken, brisket, whatever, or ham. Barbecue versus ham.
Always barbecue. Always barbecue.
Figgy?
I agree, barbecue.
Yeah, it's got to be barbecue. That's a spring thing.
Are you a ham guy?
No, but some people are. No, I mean, ham for us is New Year's Day.
I mean, really? Like it.
Yeah, we do
okay.
New Year's Day.
Like, if you have to pick between turkey and ham, you ever going ham? Is there ever a time where you go ham? Not hard
yeah,
as
turkey
a mofo.
And ham? Turkey and ham I will, but no. Easter is springtime. Cooking, all that stuff. I go barbecue.
See the way that demands respect? The baby's not even in there. Like, everybody's going to get out of her way.
They're helping her.
Yeah, look at that.
I think you might be onto something.
Dude, I'm going to start pushing a stroller every damn where I go. Next time we're on remote, I'm going to have a stroller and there's going to be no baby in it. I'm serious.
All right.
You're laughing. I'm serious.
Another Elite Eight, I guess, battle here. This was a tough one for me to decide.
Okay.
Deviled eggs.
God,
I love deviled eggs, which is a tradition.
It's so hit or miss, though, brother.
Deviled eggs.
It's got to be the right recipe.
Versus dip. Now, in your mind,
what does that mean?
Like, you can not chewing tobacco.
Dip.
Dip, as in bean dip, French onion dip, you know, spinach artichoke.
That's
dip.
A broad statement.
Because
man.
I'm looking at, like, an appetizer kind of thing. Because deviled eggs usually like the appetizer.
Gotta go dip, then.
So, deviled eggs versus your favorite dip that people bring.
Dip.
I'm going deviled eggs, man.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, John. You have large gatherings.
Yes, we do.
Typically, the deviled eggs, like, sometimes they'll bring 24. It's not enough. And there's always some jackass like you that's taking like eight.
Well, that is true.
So you're basically cutting it. You're basically cutting it because when John Lopez is sitting there over the deviled eggs.
You're not lying.
And they brought 24.
Yeah.
John Lopez eats eight or 10.
Yeah.
There's 14 left, which means you perhaps have a 50% chance in an ideal scenario of getting a deviled egg. No. Or you probably don't because John Lopez is probably not the only jackass that's going to eat all the deviled eggs. So you got to go with the dip because everybody can get in on the dip.
Look, I you're not wrong. I am a deviled egg freak. So I got deviled eggs. You got bean. But you snooze, you lose. You know, you go get them. You get them. Figgy?
I don't eat this at all, but I got to go with deviled eggs, man, because that, a lot of people make it around Easter. Eggs is the theme of Easter.
Yes.
So I think that's a must.
That is a philosophy. Good Lord. Selfish, man. But the other thing is, they're so hit or miss. Like, there's some crappy deviled eggs.
People make bad deviled eggs. People can make some bad deviled eggs.
Oh, my God.
And you have to have one.
Here's the other thing about deviled eggs that I think is crazy. Have you ever seen someone not be proud of their deviled eggs?
That's what I'm saying.
They're always great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I made these, you know.
You got to try my deviled eggs. You got to try my deviled eggs.
And they're always so proud. It's like, whoa, those suck.
That is awful.
Those are trash,
why'd you put cinnamon in
them? What are you doing there?
What are you putting in this
Goodness
thing?
Goodness gracious, have you ever heard of mustard, ma'am?
That's right. All right, we got barbecue chicken advancing with deviled eggs. Potato salad versus macaroni salad.
See, this is hit or miss. I'm going to sit on the fence here.
Potato salad versus macaroni salad.
I'm going to sit on the fence here because this could go either way. Now, it's always a showdown. You always got to get the potato salad. You got to get the mac salad. You got to put them by each other.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll even mix them in, but it could go either way. It could go either way.
Yes. I am going to say potato salad.
But it's got to be yellow.
I like them both. I like the yellow. I like the white and the yellow. But yes, I'm going to go potato salad. Only because as easy a dish as it is to make, people screw up macaroni salad more than any other dish.
Oh, because they just sit there and mix it up.
Way too much mayo, way too much whatever.
Flat, bro.
Figgy?
I'm going to go with potato salad on this one.
Yeah. Easter potato salad. All right. Got to have a little bit of a Easter egg hunt here. This is a big brawl. Jelly beans versus chocolate eggs.
Chocolate eggs, man.
You know the little chocolate, Linders or whatever? They're good.
I'm good on the jelly beans, bro.
I love jelly beans.
I'm good on the jelly beans.
I shamed my wife into buying me some jelly beans the other day.
Yeah, I'm good on the jelly beans.
Everybody had jelly beans. We were at my son's house, and everybody was eating jelly beans. I said, I don't have any jelly beans. So there was one slammed on the counter within hours. There's your damn jelly beans. Thank you. That's all I wanted was my own jelly beans. I'm going jelly beans. You're going to go chocolate eggs?
Yeah, chocolate eggs.
Figgy?
I'm gonna go with the jelly beans, man.
Damn right,
they're easier to eat. They won't melt or none of that. So I'm gonna go with the jelly beans, man.
I'm with you.
Send them right there in the jar.
Yep.
Yuck.
All right. Barbecue chicken versus deviled eggs.
Barbecue chicken. Huh?
Barbecue, I should say. I said
barbecue.
Chicken.
Barbecue.
Barbecue versus. You're gonna go barbecue.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna go barbecue as well. Potato salad versus jelly beans.
Potato salad.
Easter dishes. Keep
potato
in mind.
Potato salad.
There's a theme here.
Potato salad.
Figgy?
Potato salad.
Yeah, I guess I got to go potato salad, even though I love jelly beans. So here you go. Best Elite Eight.
So just go ahead and give it to barbecue.
Easter dish. Barbecue. What? It could be bad barbecue.
Let's go ahead and give it to barbecue.
Barbecue versus potato salad.
Let's go ahead and give it to barbecue.
Figgy?
Yeah, I'm going to go with barbecue.
The only way barbecue can be bad, there's a couple of things.
Barbecue was UConn. They just rolled the field.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The only way what?
So there's a couple of ways that barbecue can be bad, and I don't want to
Come on now.
No, I don't. You cook very well. We know that, but there could be a couple things that you could do. I'm not saying you do them, but you could do that could ruin the experience or at least dampen.
Well, you gotta say.
It's all good, man.
No,
We're live at the Houston Open out here.
Thousands of people that are hinging on your words
in the Loop Sports Radio 6. Nah, and that's y'all's mistake.
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's y'all's mistake.
Well, you got to say it for my sake.
Nah, I'm
how can you ruin barbecue?
Sometimes the cook can kind of like just be giving you a survey during every bite. Like, just let me eat. I don't need your.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't need to do a case study.
You like
I'm
the
eating.
Chicken or the ribs?
Oh, yeah. So what do you like? Oh, yeah. What about the sauce on that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We put this on this and this stuff. Yeah, usually I do this, but I did that. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. That's
just cooking. Just cooking. We'll have the combo after.
Yeah. That's
I'm not going to take the survey during.
Very much possible. And it does happen.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, really, when they're not sure about a dish themselves. So it makes it even more difficult because it's probably not as good as you've had elsewhere.
Yeah, it just kind of gets a little bit tough. I'm enjoying it, man. Yeah, it's good, dude.
What are you going to do?
Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you.
No, what are you going to do for Easter?
I'm going to go eat stew, man. Go eat stew at
my
mom's.
Oh, you're going to go see. That's right. You're going to Dallas.
Yeah, I'm going to see my mom. I'm going to go eat some stew.
You might actually get into the U of H game.
Nah, no? I'm good. Yeah. I don't want to jinx it. I'll let them do their thing, assuming that they win today. I'll be eating stew.
Yeah. That's her thing?
I mean,
That's her thing for you, right?
Yeah, but it's not. It's never really been an Easter thing, but I think it's just this year, the stew. So.
I love a good stew. It's better the second day than the first day.
Yeah, it's kind of like lasagna.
Yeah, it just kind of all the flavors come together.
Spaghetti.
Yeah, a little better. Spaghetti can be like that, too.
Spaghetti can go in.
Yep.
Sure.
Absolutely.
100%. So barbecue wins.
That's barbecue was UConn. Just rolling the field.
Just rolling.
Yeah. It is blowing. Like, it is blowing 25, maybe even harder than that.
Yeah, there's a lot of wind going on around
the
here.
Scores. See if the scores
are. Who cares?
See what the scores are doing. See if it's
cares?
Reflecting it. I care.
Who cares?
I care.
I don't need the scores. Shout out. I know we're at the Texas Open. No one, we don't need scores. Just come out here and have a good time. No one cares.
That's true, too.
90% of these golfers don't care if they win or not. So
no, that's not true.
You don't have to care either.
No, you don't. You can
they're just, chilling. They're just collecting a check.
Well, the best way to collect a check is to finish higher on the leaderboard.
They're just hanging out.
Yeah. No, you're wrong.
I'm not trying to win.
You are wrong.
Just going through the motions.
Yeah.
You can do that. You can just, yay. Thanks for the 10K. Appreciate you. Bye. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let us sign a few autographs. All right. By the way, that souvenir shop's out of control.
Is it good?
It's a joke.
How so?
I mean, goodness gracious.
Did you go in there?
Collecting arms and legs in there, man.
What do you mean?
It's the price, an arm and a leg for a shirt.
Well, give me an example.
I mean, come on, man. Like, there's like shirts that are like not like 90, I never even heard of the brand.
$90?
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, come on, man.
Well, that's pricey.
They might as well call that the Jeffrey Dahmer
God
souvenir
almighty.
Shop. Because they're collecting
awful.
Arms and legs.
Good
it's
Lord.
The price. Just put arm and leg on the price
that
tag instead of $90.
Awful.
Goodness gracious.
That, now you're like Antonio Brown.
Come on, man. Hashtag CTESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Scheffler's at -5 right now. Oh, he hadn't even teed off yet.
No, he just did. Tony Finau leading.
Yeah, Scheffler will be -13 by the time this is over.
All
so.
Right, we'll see.
Yeah, this wind ain't going to phase him. He's good.
Okay.
Just aim a little bit left.
We shall see.
Just aim a little bit left. You're good. Coming up, let's go around the NFL. A guy who chose to play in the AFC South, but not with the Houston Texans. He explains his decision. Plus, usually this brother is the one that people side with. But he's being called fake. Is there a point, and a coach potentially tips his hand as to where one of the top quarterbacks in the draft is going to go? Let's go around the NFL live from the Houston Open next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.